This week on Songs from the Cellar, my lovely and talented friend Kelly Pickler is here. And we're going to have so much fun, right?
Absolutely. Always.
Always. And go. Everybody, welcome to Songs from the Cellar. Look what I have with me today. Kelly Pickler's here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to see you again, my sweet neighbor. And Kyle's here, too. It was good to see Kyle. Man, it's home week. I like this.
Yeah.
Dave's here. Steven's here. This is, we got the
whole family back together.
The whole Songs from the Cellar orchestra.
Yeah.
This is pretty fun. Man, it's just good to see you, man. So tell me what you've been up to, man. I know you've been busy. I've been seeing you on movies. I've been seeing you all over TV. You've been acting and stuff. How do you like that?
It's been... I guess you could say I'm so used to telling a story in the form of a song.
Right, right, right.
And so with dancing and acting, I'm telling a story in a different form of art, I guess you could say. So it's been fun. I can't complain.
Well, I mean, you do. I mean, seriously, dancing. I mean, you're a great dancer. You're a great singer. Actor, so I mean, God, everything. Broadway, we're gonna do everything this year, aren't you?
We're gonna try.
I mean, dang, man, I'm gonna have to step up my game a little bit.
No.
It's it takes a special talent. You know, I think when I think of, you know, you and a lot of the, like, I think old school folks that used to do that, you know, all the Liza Minnelli's and all that. I mean, think about Sinatra and all those guys that could act.
Oh my gosh!
And they could dance. That's right.
Do we get the publishing?
We don't have to worry about that one.
We'll just bleep that whole part.
Yeah, we'll bleep that. But I think that's what I really, really miss about. You know, I mean, there are some really talented, like the J-Lo's and people like that in different genres, but you don't see in our genre, not much of that happens, really, you know? And so I'm excited to, you know, I turned the TV on. You were doing Christmas movies, and, I mean, we toured together a couple Christmases ago.
We had a ball.
And it was so much fun.
Great.
Singing with you every night was just a joy, man. And
we need to do that again.
We will do that again. Talk about Red High Heels. Let's talk about that. They won't.
Oh my gosh! This was my very first single that was ever released to country radio. Yep. I was 19, 20 years old.
Yeah.
I know.
Three years ago.
Yeah. You're a good man.
Yeah, that's right.
See?
3 years.
I keep good company.
That's right.
I wrote this song with some friends of mine over the telephone. And it was my first single released to country radio.
Well, let's do Red High Heels. Let's do that one. I want to do that one. Y'all ready? All right.
My red high heels.
video too, by the way.
Oh, you can watch me walk if you want to, want to. I bet you want me back now, don't you, don't you? I'm about to show you just how missing it feels. Oh, you can watch me walk.
Y'all, give it up. What do you think about that? Songs from the Cellar Orchestra. Y'all did a fine job, too. Didn't they do it good? We'll be right back with Kelly Pickler. So, you're acting, you know, we were talking about acting early. You know, we had several actors have been in Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was talking about, you know, and it's funny how these guys... He's like, you know what, you know.
I don't deserve to be in that company.
No. I'm just saying, and you know, even like, you know, Billy Bob and guys like that. We talked, and he said, you know what? He said, we act. It's our job. He said, but music is our passion, and we love it so much. And it's just, I mean, I think it's
medicine for
it's
the soul.
Something about it, right? I mean, of course, for us, acting is fun. It's novel. We get to sing all the time and go all over the world and play our music. But even though. Dave's songs are played more on the radio than mine.
Yeah.
No, it's all good, but he made that point earlier. We're going to talk to him later about that. But I think it's a lot of fun to be able to do different things. I mean, acting.
Yeah.
And I know you're looking at doing some stuff on Broadway, which is something I've always wanted to do too. And Reba.
Which you're the first person I've talked to about this, by the way.
Yeah, that's great. It's great.
I'm not allowed to give too much detail, but I feel like rules were made to be broken. I've been so blessed. I never in a million years thought that when I got in line for American Idol, I was 19 and green, from a small town in North Carolina, a little town that nobody can pronounce, Albemarle. And I never in a million years thought that it would bring me to your cellar.
Yeah.
No. But I've been so blessed to meet so many incredible people that, I don't know, it's just opened so many doors with dancing and acting. And more importantly, it's enabled me to be a part of things that matter.
Right.
You know, I feel like we both, all of us here, have been so blessed. And it's important for us to use our blessings to shine a light on things that actually do matter. And you do a lot of philanthropy work.
Well, we do, yeah. I mean, I think you're exactly right. You know, and I think, you know, as long as, you know, I mean, I do wake up every day and I get to write songs and I get to sing with Kelly Pickler. And, I get to do a lot of great things. And we were talking, too. I said, we got to do some, I know we talked about Islands in the Stream earlier. We used to do that in our show.
Yeah.
Together
it's
we closed
it.
And you know what? People loved it. I mean, that was always, I mean, it was a showstopper.
Do you think they were surprised that we were going to do that?
I think they were. I don't know.
But do you know, like, everybody getting up and singing along, I think they were like, wow.
Every night. It was a showstopper. As a matter of fact, it was the last song. I guess that was a showstopper, I guess. But we were talking, we got to do a Johnny Cash, June Carter Cash song. We need to do one. And I think we should do Jackson. That's what I think we should do today.
And this is the first time we've done this, like, for real.
So this could be a train wreck.
Okay, well.
But it's not going to be. It's going to be.
Well, if it is, then we're all going to crash together.
That's right. No, here we go. Let's do it. Let's try it, y'all. All right, here we go. Yeah. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. Hey, I'm going to Jackson. I'm gonna mess around. Kind of sassy, isn't it? Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town. All right, girlfriend, here we go. me too, don't I? I'm gonna snowball Jackson. Snowball, baby.
See if I care.
That's right, come on. Yeah, when I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and shout. Those women down there are gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. Yes, I'm a going to Jackson. Turn loose my coat.
Ooh.
Come on now, girl. Go on to Jackson. Yep.
By the song she wrote.
You got it.
Big talking, ma'am.
Bring it.
I'll be waiting in Jackson. But I'm a Japan fan.
Well, we got married in a fever. Hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson. That's right.
And that's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact, honey.
Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Ain't never coming back.
That's right. I love this.
We got married in a fever. Hotter than a pepper sprout.
I'm playing, boy. I've never done that one.
We need... We got a little work to do.
We should probably practice it. We're going to practice that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Well, hey, y'all. It's Pickler here with Brother Theo. And thank y'all for tuning in with Songs from the Cellar.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
This is cool.
I like having a co-host.
This is kind of fun. I mean, you know, you had your own TV show, so it's like
for a minute. If you blinked, you missed.
No, I mean, I didn't miss it. I saw it, you know, and
I know you,
you know, it's. But we talked. I mean, we're so used to being interviewed
on the other side of the microphone.
It's bizarre.
Is really tricky interviewing people, but at the same
really
time,
tricky.
We know what it's like to be on that receiving end.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I know Ben and I, who he is still a brother to
He's
me.
He's a great guy, man.
An amazing man, and I consider him to be a brother. We always made it a point to make our guests feel comfortable and be a safe place for everybody. And you've done that for us. So
well, this is great.
Always.
I mean, I think
great.
I think we all have the same goal. It's like we want to make a great TV show.
Yeah.
We want to have fun.
And see each other do well.
And everybody, you know, this is such a fun deal because, I mean, so many people don't get to hear these backstories of these songs or whatever, our tours, tour stories and what we do. And you know, we're just so lucky to get to act on Broadway or get to do movies or get to do this and dance. I don't dance much, but anyway, you dance.
Well, we're going to get you on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, well, they asked me once, and I think that was the last
time. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw your name back in the hat.
Yeah, that guy with the funky knees, let's get that guy.
Nah.
I said, they asked, and I said, well, you know, I'm a terrible dancer. They go, they're like, it'd be so funny. I'm like, that's not how I wish to be remembered.
I don't think it's, honestly, I don't believe I was the best dancer. Technically, I was not the best dancer.
You were in great shape. You did all that stuff. It was great.
It's really about the growth that you have throughout the show.
Yeah.
Because it's all about dancing with the stars. We're not dancers.
Right.
So it's about watching and learning with
the contestants. Did you enjoy it? I mean, did you have a lot of fun?
Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. Yeah. I would do it again in a heartbeat.
Wow. Okay.
So, in other words, you're going to do it next year, next season.
Yeah.
Phil Bassard, Dancing with the Stars.
You ought to see me on a pole. J-Lo and I talked about that. And it's a whole different deal. But what we need to do is we need to do Kenny and Dolly. We did Islands in the Stream every night. And I love the song. And, you know, it was a big...
I mean, it's a classic.
It's a great song. And, of course, you know Dolly, and she's wonderful.
And Kenny
is amazing, and I got to tour with Kenny for years, which was one of the highlights of my career. And And every night.
He's so lovely.
Oh, my God. He's just, amazing and smart. And I used to love after, we'd talk for hours after the show, and he just, and he'd call and say, hey, you want to go to a movie? I said, I'm actually working out right now. He goes, you need to stop at working out and just get lipo. That's what he said. I said, well,
he's a mess.
He said, I probably need it. That's probably a good idea. Let's do Alan's in the Stream. Let's do
it. Okay. And it's been a while. What? How many years?
It's been 3 years since we've done this.
10 years?
Let's do a little Alan's in the Stream, babe. Here we go. 1, 2.
Do it.
3.
Woo!
When I met you, there was peace unknown. Set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. Yeah. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we've got something going on. From there. Good job, boys. Great job.
Give these guys a hand for putting up with us.
Songs from
a
Cellar. Love you. And we're back in the cellar. Thanks, Kelly. So
thank
great.
Thank you, love.
Dave, thanks again, Stephen. I mean, this has been such a great time. So good to catch up with you. I love singing with you so much.
My
I love
pleasure.
You.
Thank you.
I love you
brother.
Dearly. Well, thank you guys for being in the cellar with us today, and we will see you again next time.